too many Tic Tacs in the town.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 3:38 starting time. Please welcome from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Matthew Wiley. Play away, please.
Ma.
Golf Lady 150. Some interesting music to start the podcast. Kind of mellow, hipster. Think I got it off the Surfer Rock channel from Spotify. Sounds like the intro to like the next Ocean's 14 movie. I'll tell you what the song is because I had it pulled up. Un Soir Chez Norris. Pierre Cavalli. Don't know anything about him, but I thought the track was dope. That's what the kids say. Golflandia 150. The gain is up. For that gentleman who said he couldn't hear me, well, now you can. I was wondering, I guess a lot of people may listen to this while they sleep and just sort of intake information by, you know, through your subconscious. So maybe I have to be a little more mellow and less off the rails. Like I was earlier on Twitter, by the way, when my Excel model TM, the sophisticated data tool I put together each week for my predictions, I couldn't get the picture of the whale that I use on Twitter for my whale plays to leave the spreadsheet, and it kept crashing. So I went nuts and I recorded my screen of me going nuts. That was me going nuts. Straight up. It wasn't Chris Durrell's fault. Jager bombs something on Twitter. His sheets are impeccable. And by the way, if you're the one stealing his sheets, Chief, you're a joke. If you're just copying and pasting Chris Durrell's hard work, he's such a kind and decent human being, and then you go and just rip his shit and paste it as your own, you're pathetic. You'll get what's coming to you, I promise, in business. My friend. Not my friend. Speaking, someone called the DK contest rigged Landia. Was it Heyman 412? Because we had another tie this week. When has that ever happened? By the way, I'll get to the reads in a second because I know you're waiting for them. But every week we have a DraftKings contest. I'm going to expand it this week to 300 because it fills pretty quickly. Maybe it's because the payouts are pretty good. No rake, guaranteed money. $5, pretty easy. Our guy this week has never played golf contest before and he won. He's on the show. That's one of the benefits you get from doing the DraftKings contest, is you get to be on this show for whatever that's worth. But we had a tie again for the second week in a row, and some guy called it Rigged Landia. Basically, just throw a word in front of anything, Landia, and that becomes part of the brand. Like Stonklandia. Now that's legit. I said Walmart long Sunday night. Market's going to bounce big time. Sure enough. Until Peter Navarro just got on the airwaves and tanked the entire market futures because of a misstatement about China. Thanks, Pete N. I appreciate that. I will not sleep tonight. Oh, I'm also supposed to say hi to Pam McCarthy. Pam. AMPM, I like PM, Pam McCarthy. Someone's wife listens to the show and asked if I could somehow sketch her name on my weekly pen and ink lists. No, that is a six-figure fee to do that, Pam and Dan McCarthy. It's not Dan. But I said I would mention you on the show. So there you go, Pam. Have a great birthday. The reads. Hang on. Here we go. I was prepared for the song. I'm not prepared for the reads. I am now. DraftKings. Golf is back. That's right. Full weekend of golf ahead, and even though the trophy is reserved for the winner, the big cash prizes don't have to be. To add to the excitement, DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, truth, is putting you in the center of the action with a free shot at $1 million in prizes with your first deposit. It's easy to play. Just pick six golfers, stay under the salary cap, or as I told Slappy McJokester, a.k.a. Putsweat, I said, just use three players. Leave the rest of them blank. Three guys, leave the rest of them blank. Be unique. Slappy McJokester. He's pretty funny. Then sit back and follow the action. The more red numbers they have on the leaderboard, the closer you'll be to winning some green money. Rack up points for pars, birdies, finishing positions, and more. Eagles as well, by the way, and streaks. You go down for bogeys, which I'm very used to with one Jordan S. And in the time of limited sports, this is your chance to scratch your competitive itch and reign supreme. Download DraftKings app today and use code GOLFLANDIA during signup. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at $1 million in prizes. $1 million. That's code GOLFLANDIA, and you can get a free shot at $1 million of prizes, and only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Now, anyone who's dealt with erectile dysfunction, Slappy McJokester, knows how awkward it can be to talk about in person. Luckily, there's a simple, convenient solution to get the treatment you need without leaving the couch. Our friends at Roman have spent years building a digital platform that can connect you with a doctor licensed in your state, all from the comfort of your home. Roman makes it easy to get the treatment you need right from your home. Just grab your phone or computer, complete a free online visit, and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed physician within 24 hours. And if the doctor decides the treatment is right for you, your medication can be shipped right to your door with free two-day shipping. You also get unlimited free follow-ups with your doctor anytime you have questions or want to adjust your treatment plan. With Roman, there are no commitments and cancel anytime. So if you're struggling with ED, stay at home and go to GetRoman.com/GolfLandia for a free online visit and free two-day shipping. GetRoman.com/GolfLandia for free online visit and two-day shipping. Now, let's get into the meat of this show. Let's get me a drink that I don't have. .org. So unprepared. Never mind. My voice can last. I can do it. Hang on. It's over here. Whoa. Got it. Okay. The theory that Donald Liss and Siwoo Kim do well at RBC Heritage, I'm sorry, because I'm the one who perpetuated that theory, is complete nonsense. I'm sorry. Yes, I should have made it relative to fields past, because this field is like the Masters. And guess what happens when you play against the best players in the world? You don't make cuts. Womp, womp. So let's be honest. I suck. Let's put that in the notes, the course notes. Your course notes on greensquare.golf, by the way, for all your course history, form, recent form, all tours, all players. It's my site, greensquare.golf. Put that in your notes for next year. Never listen to Wiley77 or the Golflandia podcast. You could probably end the sentence there. When he says, play Luke Donald, List, and Siwoo Kim at the RBC Heritage. I would like someone to remind me of that quote I just did this year, because I will say it again. I will forget I said it, and I'll go right back to the arsenal. Donald's a top two lock. I've been saying it for 3 years. It's never come true. Now, the other thing is the fields are stacked, right? But do the crowd, the absence of crowds allow for more scoring? Less tension, less nerves, less noise, less distraction. Less traffic and footprints for your ball to come to rest in. Possibly. It can't, I mean, because you're seeing these ridiculous runs. And Heritage is not a not difficult course. But they were just slaughtering it. All of them were. And so I guess, does it make everyone's talent, is it how it would be in a practice round? Perhaps. We do need fans back. You do need reactions and crowd noise to add tension to the game. And your mind just waits for that after a good moment. Tension is drama. Drama is good TV. And it's good for golf. Plus, the revenue on these events, the volume of revenue is so dependent on local dollars. The amount of work a tour organizer has to do, even a tournament on the smaller side, in quotes, for like a Barbasol, the amount of work that those organizers have to do to raise the money necessary to cover the costs of the tournament outside of what the Barbasol spends is bananas. Chalets, tickets, sponsorships of all kinds, set up the event, the foot traffic, all of it. That revenue is so important. Plus, it helps the local economy. So it needs to come back at some point. It is actually better for TV, in my opinion. I think the players may or may not miss it because they just run up these scores now. But, you know, crowd noise and that distraction, that's when the best players become the best players. They can tune it out. Period. I mean, it's the fourth dimension of golf. Who can play the best in the moment when there's 40,000 people following behind you, Tiger Woods, and you win the tour championship? I can't. So there. All right, let's take some questions, and then we're going to talk to our DraftKings winner, Kevin Spolin. My kids called him Kevin S. Pollen, but it's not. I said remind me Wednesday. It's my bit. Abraham Answer wins the Travelers. I thought that was unique. But everyone on earth probably thinks the same thing. Abraham Answer is a player. He's so good. All right, pull up the questions here. I should have had this ready too. I didn't. Dan D'Annunzio, is Hatchman, the Hatchman, hosting Ben On this week? Is Ben On going to make a resurgence? Can he do it? Can he not lose 5 strokes putting? One of these weeks, he's just going to do his shoot a 58. It's just going to happen. With Miley Virus, always a good ask. With only one golf tournament a week since no Euro Tour, Miley Virus DFS. With only one golf tournament a week since no Euro Tour, would you like a NASCAR tout to create some doubles on your card? Why would I need a NASCAR tout, Miley Virus? I can handicap NASCAR myself. I'm gonna do Abraham Answer. With, think of it, Matt. Think of something quick. Brake pad McSpeed bump. He drives the vanilla Dan and yogurt car. 000. There you go. No, I don't want an NASCAR tout, Miley. Was the John Robinson Heyman 412? Was the Ortiz bunker gate as horrific as the Webb Palmer groups made it seem? Love the fanless audio. I could not find a video of this incident. I guess Ortiz's caddy did not rake the bunker and Ryan Palmer went off. I Googled Ortiz Palmer dispute and all I got was David Ortiz, Jim Palmer from like the 1992 World Series or 2002 World Series. So I could not find video. Cecil Peters, but at the same time, I don't know. I mean, if these golfers are mad, maybe they're justification too. people losing their mind without talking about it first, you probably should, and I want to talk, but just, I don't think anyone's intentionally trying to be a dick. What do I know? Cecil Peters, who is the best in Albatross's gained past one rounds? Joseph Bramlett, period. And he's playing this week. And you can promise you it's 100% in Cecil's lineups. Andrew, a discussion about your Andrew Wig CSGO. A discussion about, I never know what that handle meant until COVID, and now I know what CSGO means. A discussion about your winner this week, Mr. Siwoo Kim. No way. No way. No discussions about that. How the pros do it. If I play Ricky Fowler every tournament for the rest of his life and career, will he ever make another cut? No. You're dead. You are drawing dead. Put your money in a dumpster and light it on fire. Chris Mayer, Mayer Gopher Up, owns a pizza shop in California. A good one. Paul Casey Cantlay, I think. Paul Casey Cantlay, I just made that shit up. I just said some guy owns a pizza shop, and I realized that may not even be true. Wow. Paul Casey and Cantlay shaking off rust, will ownership be depressed, disgust? I'll be depressed because I'll play Paul Casey. I think people will overthink it and not play him. I don't know what to think. Both those guys are really good golfers, but are they injured, back hurt, rusty? Don't know. Dan DiNunzio again. You get two questions this week. That means you get none next week. Outlandish Claim 101. Sepp Straka top 10 this week. Yes. Yes. I'm going down that well. Sepp Straka close to a top 10. Bank it. I know this isn't a question, but this is Basil McLaugh, Stu Gott, 16. I know this isn't a question, but answers caddy pulling out a SIG on 18 was a sure sign of weakness. You'd be surprised at how many of these caddies rip heaters, as I said in my reply. I've seen a lot of them smoke. I don't know where Casey and Cantlay have been, Brett Kaufman. I don't know. I'd like to know. Brooks or Bryson this week? Bill D, the Dello pack. Brooks. Brooks. Someone replied as Fifi Landia answer. Yeah, there you go. A lot of questions. Webb is unbelievable, as I said. Webb is unbelievable. Retzi said, should arm locking putters be set at a certain length? It's very controversial, certainly. A lot of people think that Adam Scott anchors into his chest. I know I don't. I have been told by some players about the people who actually do cheat, and Adam Scott has never been on that list. And I think that the tour players probably correct their own in many regards. I think everyone should have the same putter. I think everyone should use the same putter. I use a $30 Cleveland putter, and I love it. Was it a 330G? Absolutely love it. It's the best. I think they should all get PGA Tour authorized sanctioned putters at the beginning of the tournament. Same length, same color, same style. And then let's see who plays the best. I guarantee you their strokes won't change a bit. When are we getting Stonk Landia, Javier? You've got it. Every week. WMT, long. $119 call, 724. If you're not in already, you're out. All right, let's talk to our DK winner. All right, with Kevin Spolin. Did I say that right, Kevin?
Yes, you did.
My daughter saw it and said, is that Kevin S. Pollen?
Yeah. A lot of people do that, yeah.
The funny thing is, Kevin, is that I'm calling using your wife's Skype account. So here I am calling... Yeah. Some random woman in the 10:30 at night on my Skype account.
You got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah. But also, what if it's the wrong one?
Yeah, that could have been, it could have been an ugly thing, but yeah, it was, yeah, I thought I had one, but it's something, and I don't know which one it was under, so I just did the easy way of, and I didn't even think about it any other way. I was like, oh yeah, just call my wife's one. There we go.
Awesome. Ponte Vedra, right where Sawgrass is. Man, did you go to the Players?
No, I was supposed to go that Friday, and it got canceled. I go usually on a practice round and then Fridays, but with work that week, I just ended up scheduling out to go that Friday. One of my wife's friends is one of the volunteers for the communications department, so we always get the volunteer passes, so we sit over by 9, and then you got access to the trailers and stuff right there at 9 and stuff like that, so it's pretty nice scenario, and you know, it's cut day, so you see I sit at 9, and then I'll move over to 16 for a while and watch the sweat start there on 16.
It was a canceled this year, Kevin. You know that?
Yeah, after the first, wasn't it the first round or the practice round?
No, got in 2 rounds and then canceled it.
The second round. No, they didn't get in. They didn't get in Friday. They only had Thursday.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, Thursday, and then they canceled it from there because everybody was starting to press because all the other ones, if I remember, were all doing it also and canceling things out. So
my brain's not working tonight, Kevin. I couldn't even get a picture of a whale to delete off an Excel spreadsheet. So I'm kind of going nuts. All right, so you told me before this it may piss people. First of all, you tied with someone, but you were the only person who got back to me. So you're the lone voice in the podcast. But you told me that it could piss some people off.
So I saw somebody.
Go ahead.
Well, I jokingly say that because I only play a single lineup each week.
Well, and I'm explain not what happened. You said this is the first time you really played and you won. But go ahead, carry on.
I'm sorry, you broke up there. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I said that this is the first time you've won on a on golf or DFS, and you said that might make some people angry.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for a guy like me who this is more recreational, playing a single lineup, and I had a great week. I just go about looking at free stuff and reading things and then going with what I feel works for me because I have to pick the players that I think have a chance of winning, and go from there.
Are you gonna look at anything this week for the Travelers?
Yeah, I'm gonna play. I'll be playing in yours again this week, and then the other Forum League I play in each week, and then I only play up to a maximum $5 game. And unless, like, I won 3 millionaire tickets this week, so I'll play in a couple of millies probably for the majors. But I don't play the high-end stakes or anything like that. You know, like this week, I ended up only – I think I was in for, like, $32 is what I ended up being in for. And, you know, some of the – I follow some guys and, you know, people I chat with and stuff. I mean, I'm just, like, low-end, low-baller. So
who do you like this week? Have you given any thought to it?
You know what? I'm gonna ride the wave. I like Brooks Koepka again. From what I've read, he's not playing next week, and he usually starts out slow and moves his way up. And I think he might be a little angry. He was in that hunt this past weekend and stuff like that. The way I'm playing it, I really like Matt Fitzpatrick.
Oh God!
You know, he's fearless. I'm trying to figure out. You know, I don't want too much chalk. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm looking at the low end this week. Like, you know, a Tyler Duncan. You know, I'm looking at him. He's 2 for 2 here, and he's you know, at this tournament, and he's made the cut the last two times, and he's actually trending in the right direction. Again, I don't get into a lot of stats playing just one lineup. I just look at little things. Course history does play a little more for me. So some weeks it's you know, some weeks I'll cash, and some weeks like. You know, not the previous week, my lineup was 2 out of 6. I was dead in the water. So, you know, that's where I go with it in regards to it. But those are the players. I'm definitely going to go with Brooks one more week.
You said before Tyler, he goes, Tyler Duncan and Matt Fitzpatrick. This is exactly like talking in a chat room to Ryan Barrett.
Matt Fitzpatrick?
Yes. You said Fitzpatrick and Tyler Duncan. It's like talking to Ryan Barrett, I said.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've read, you know, again, from reading different things and looking at things, it's just, I just like Matt Fitzpatrick. Just, he's now playing with the bigger names a lot more. Mm-hmm. you know, and he's making the cuts and he's trending. And, you know, again, I couldn't tell you anything about shots gained and stuff like that. It just, I could do all of that. To me, too much work for one lineup.
You know, if you do win the millionaire, you will definitely have people mad at you, Kevin, as Paulin.
Well, the guy who won it, I read this week, only had three lineups.
Yes. The less you know, better you will do.
Yeah, well, and that's I wonder about that with the whole you know, the ownership percentage things. And I read that a lot on some of these forums, and they get worried about, you know, the chalk and is he going to be too high, too low? What is certain people say? What a certain site say or whatever? And to me, I guess when you're playing a lot more lineups, I understand it. But for a guy like me, again, I'm just trying to find out who can do the best each week. And I got to figure out one person who can win. Like this week I had Webb, you know, and it's weird about Poulter. For me, I'm a big IJP fan. You know, I've been a fan of his for years, and, you know, he cost $7,800. I thought pricing was really light this past week. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I can, you know, put so many higher end guys in, okay, it came down to the $8,000-$7,500 range. You got to find two that can make the cut and do well. And I guess you could say I got lucky this week.
Yeah, it becomes internet groupthink, and everyone just falls towards the mean. The first time I won was the first time I won, and it's been a dry spell since then. So you should probably just stay off Twitter forever and just blindly pick team. Leave like 30 grand on the table.
This past week I left zero. I think right now I'm leaving with the lineup I have that I've made, and I'm just – I don't like tinkering too much, so there's one little area I'm in between two players, but I might leave 200 on the table. It's for a guy like me, it is about luck, yeah. And I get that. But again, for me, I'm also just the casual. Here's a couple of bucks instead of me going to the driving range an extra day or something like that. You know, I'm doing this instead. You know, that's how I think of it.
Well, I appreciate your time tonight. I know it's late. You know what? You could play a gag on your wife and just accuse her of talking to men at 10:30 on her Skype account.
Well, the funny thing, she's sitting on the side here listening and stuff like that. So, you know, of course.
Okay.
And I'm telling her, yeah, I've got this thing. I'm talking to this guy at 10:30 tonight because I pulled off a win on DFS. And she's like, okay, honey.
Yeah. And divorced. Yeah. All right, man. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a great one. Appreciate it.
Ryan, I got one question for you.
Go ahead.
What will DJ Trahan's price be?
$6,200.
Peter Quest is in there at $6,000. Do you remember him from the Outlaw days? Quest?
Yes. I was going to call him Keist, but yours sounds better.
But he wasn't he the really good college player that played pretty well on the Outlaw Tour?
I mean, there were a lot of them, but probably.
Maybe worth a look. What did we learn last week from Heritage?
Never fade Webb Simpson. Never count him out.
Never.
Yeah, I had an absolutely brutal Sunday, especially a back nine fading him and Berger and Sergio and Neiman. My optimal leaderboard for Sunday happened after 12 holes. I was rooting for Hatton, Answer, JT Brooks. And that happened, and then it went Webb, Berger, Sergio Neiman. So, yeah, he was great. I thought a lot of guys played really, really well. I don't remember seeing that many birdies on that course, seeing that many iron shots close to holes, seeing that many streaks. I mean, those guys were shooting the lights out.
Yeah, I mean, we don't get those fields typically at Heritage, and maybe that's why, but those guys were demolishing the course.
Yeah.
Plus, you had your top talent back in the fold again. Brooks 40-1, DJ 40-1. You'll probably never see those prices again anytime soon. And really, then you almost had a guy like Fratelli take it with a mad run on Sunday. And his ball striking was unbelievable. And he just puts his iron game together, and he can score with anyone. I mean, even this week, I mean, you look at a course that's somewhat similar. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to categorize this course because obviously, yes, plotters can do well here and ball strikers can do well here. But if they get a little rain, I mean, you've seen longer hitters play well here. Bubba, obviously, most notably. But I'm interested to see how guys play this course because you can hit more drivers here, obviously, than they did last week at Harbortown.
Mike Miller's notes from Green Square Golf. Greensquare.golf. For form history, for course history, all tours, all players, greensquare.golf. That's where I wait for you to say something because you're actually better at ad-libbing ad reads.
So I was actually laughing because when I was looking at his course notes, or maybe they're yours now.
The site broke down?
yes. He bolded, or you bolded, 12 miles drive south of Hartford, just like yes. It's telling me to read it.
I've told our developers to bold everything that is extraneous in terms of distance.
Yes, please highlight near,
near the Hartford airport.
Yeah.
TPC.
No,
yeah, go ahead. Let me get these. TPC River Highlands, Cromwell, Connecticut, 12 miles bolded, drive south of Hartford. Robert Ross, 1928, course redesigned by Pete Dye, 1982, par 70, 6,800 yards, tight, short, tree-lined parklands. Shocker. It's the PGA. Windy, yes, making tough finishing holes around a lake. There's a lot of water on the back nine, and they have very difficult par threes here. Actually, hole 17, which is not a long par three, plays as number one, the hardest hole in the course. Undulating bent grass poa, fairways with some dog legs. The rough can be gnarly, 3.5 inches Kentucky bluegrass. Smallish greens, slow bent grass, but they're perfect. If you look at... and when did this play typically, Ryan? The fall? Travelers?
Right after the Open, the British Open.
So we're kind of close to the same time.
Yeah.
But the greens are just immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, plotters track. If you look at Bubba's wins historically, and I said this in my notes today, he absolutely... bombed it in the fairway on both of his wins. Now, he can be all over the place sometimes, but he really overpowered this course. And there's a lot of guys who can do the same thing in these massive fields. I look for a rebound from Rory types. But anything you want to add about TPC River Highlands?
Yeah, I think, again, you know, it's going to be completely different this year strictly based on the strength of the field. Obviously, Bubba, you know, he's a great player. There were some good guys in the field when he won here, but he wasn't against JT, Bryson, Rory, Rahm, Rose, Brooks, DJ, etc. And we've seen that like the last couple of weeks, even if they're kind of lurking behind. I mean, we've seen Brooks and Rory and DJ and JT and Bryson and Xander all in contention. Rose twice in contention. And now you're throwing Patrick Cantlay in there as well. So I think there's a lot that can go on. And
is he back? Is he officially back?
Yeah, and he loves this track. You know, he's had a top 15 here the last couple of years. I would probably lean away from him just because we haven't seen him and all these other guys are playing so well. But again, perfect course for Patrick Cantlay. He is, I mean, one of the most consistent players out here. Wouldn't be surprised to see him do well. But yeah, I mean, I think you're going to get another high-end winner here, probably one of these guys from 28 to 1 down. And it's just about trying to pick the right one.
That's a good strategy.
I'm not good at it, but it's a good strategy.
So let's jump to some historicals from last week. Then we'll go to the Model TM. And by the way, I said on Twitter just a second ago, I couldn't get this whale off my screen for my whale plays on my Excel sheet. And it kept crashing. It's not your fault, Jaeger Bombs. These are my Model TM is built through Jaeger Bombs on Twitter. Chris Durrell. I still Jaeger underscore bombs and a number. You'll find them. Last week, all 4 days, TD Green. Really interesting. Garcia, Neiman, Answer, Rose, Palmer, in that order. Garcia, he's back. Mm-hmm. Approach last week, all 4 days. Answer, who played unbelievably well, who I said is going to win this week, as did everyone. Answer, Garcia, Redmond's, Redmond, Neiman, and Max Homa. I like to look at now Sundays. How did they finish? Because Neiman finished really well from Colonial, and he carried that over into, so did Ortiz, into RBC. So day four, Tita Green, Fratelli, amazing. Kepka, love. DeChambeau, consistent. Hovland, love. Answer, same. Approach, Fratelli, Homa, Answer, Webb, and your boy Gary. Did Gary let you down a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he still made 20-plus birdies, but he had a 7 on the par 3 on Saturday and a 7 on the par 5 on Sunday. So, I mean, you take those out, and he's top 20, top 25. So, not great.
Where did I leave off here, Ryan? All right. So, what I did for, and you might have different block of stats that you use for your powerful engine model. The course has 2 par 5s. So, I took out par 5 scoring from last week. Heavily more weighted on par 4 scoring and par 3s because there's 200-yard par 3s, which don't even count as the most difficult courses, par 3s in the course. So I did par 3 scoring as well. I know a lot of these players don't love greater than 200-yard par 3s, typically from a course layout. Scrambling, as always. Birdies are better, as always. Approach, tee to green, as always. Off the tee a little bit if they can, if they can muscle their way around the track and keep it in the fairway. And at the green. So in that model, I came up with these 10, and then we'll shift to you. Rory 1, Thomas 2, Webb 3, DeChambeau 4. And this is the model. This is not necessarily the people I'm going to play, but it's just a frame of reference from the science standpoint. DeChambeau, Cantlay, Rahm, Schauffele, Sungjae Im, Gary Woodland, Tony Finau.
Yeah.
The model.
Pretty good.
Yeah. About you?
Yeah, we have a lot of similarities. You know, I think, again, at the top, I mean, these guys are all so close, my top five, that it doesn't really matter. But my order is JT, Bryson, Rory, Webb, Rose. And there's a significant gap between those five and the next five, who are Brooks, Morikawa, Xander, Cantlay, and Fitzpatrick. Can we talk about Fitzpatrick for a second?
Yeah, go ahead. You got the floor.
I love the guy. Watching him chip
last week. What is up with him?
Watching him chip last week was the most infuriating thing in the world. He gained 2.8 strokes off the tee. He gained 2.7 strokes on approach. He gained 5.9 strokes putting. How do you not win? You lose 3.6 strokes around the green.
Did you actually see it happen?
Yeah, I was watching the shot tracker. Because they don't show him on TV, he couldn't get a chip within 18 feet. Straight forward, uphill, downhill, pin high, it didn't matter. He lost 0.8 strokes around the green on Friday. He lost 1.9 strokes around the green on Saturday, and he lost a stroke around the green on Sunday. I mean, that has to be one of the worst.
The thing is, we've seen him a lot on the Euro Tour. Was it just the yips? I mean, because he's typically proficient.
Yeah, I mean, and I was surprised too, because there's a lot of places around Harbortown where you can putt off the green. I'm sure he'd be fine with it, but if you're struggling with your wedges and your pitching, like, just putt the ball. I mean, he finished tied for 14th, losing 3.6 strokes around the green. Like, that's the difference between second and 14th. Frustrating.
Yes. Very frustrating.
I don't know how you fade him again this week, because the ball striking is so good. He's hitting greens. He's hitting fairways. Like, he's not going to lose 3.6 strokes again.
No. I will give him this. He's a very gutsy player.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that was 20 straight made cuts for him too, by the way. So, you know, he's pretty safe as well.
Really?
20 in a row.
Well, my eyeball test may be a little different than my model as it is right now. And I threw in some... Well, let's go to some value players here first from the DraftKings standpoint. Based on my model's prediction of where they'll finish and their price. Very simple model. People are going to hate this, but Scott Scheffler may be a decent price this week. No reaction. Carlos Ortiz.
I'm trying to keep that one quiet. Yes.
Okay. Carlos Ortiz again. Sebastian Munoz came out. He's still in the sixes. He really does a lot of things well, and he seems to always be up there and still be in the 6,000s is interesting. Probably say the same thing about Hubbard, who's a cut machine.
Yeah.
Fratelli really surprises me at 7,200, at 7,100, if he can retain that form. And then if you want to get sporty again, Gary Woodland, low eights. I mean, it's Gary Woodland, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go back there. I think, again, he played as badly as he could last week, and he still made the cut and made 21 birdies. I don't expect him to make a couple of sevens. He had a quad and a double. So, yeah, why not? You know, when I look at the value plays, and I mean, there's a lot because the field is so stacked, but I think you have to choose which direction you want to go. Either you take guys who are more volatile and can make a lot of birdies, like guys like, you know, Harold Varner and Charlie Hoffman, Danny Lee, those sort of guys, Champ, who we were talking about earlier, or you go the opposite way on a course like this and you play like Furyk, Sink, and Vaughn Taylor. I don't know which way I'm going to go. I play more GPP, so I tend to take the birdie makers. But if you don't go that way, I mean, you look at Connors is underpriced again. Neiman obviously will probably be the highest owned player on the board. Hovland is still in the sevens. And then the toughest decision for everybody this week is going to be the group from 92 to 88. You have Rose, Morikawa, Answer, Casey, Bubba, all five of them, all within $500 of each other. All are excellent plays, despite what people will tell you. There is no bad choice there, but probably two of them are going to be in the top five and one or two of them is going to miss the cut. And you just got to figure out who the right ones are going to be.
All right. My eyeballs model right now is I think Rory bounces back big time. I think it's a track that he can probably outmuscle, and he played a lot better last week. Not to Rory standards, but I think he improved. Bryson, week to week, he's, you know, as consistent as anyone. Brooks, he's back. You said this weekend, I'm going to do one bet, and that's Brooks Koepka. Are going to hold you to that, or no?
I lied. Yes. I did bet Brooks, yes. But I bet two others as well.
Things are, the books have gotten their prices a lot more stingy now. I mean, last week was just a, you know, fun free for all. Really, it's expensive. Hovland,
yeah.
Answer. Hovland, Answer, Neiman. I'm going back to Rose. Bubba. And here are the two interesting ones. If you want to talk about a guy who played well all week, all round, and who has really, really good course history, is Brian Harman.
Yeah.
And then Sepp Straka, your guy.
There you go. Harman's been making a lot of birdies too. I have bad memories of him here because the one time that I was heavy on him would have been probably, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago now, where he was like dead last. He shot like 80 the first day. And that was like in between a third place, a sixth place, and an eighth place. So Harman's not exactly the most consistent guy, but he has been playing really well, loves this course. Straka's a complete crapshoot. The irons were great again last week, even though the rest of the game wasn't. If he can make the cut, he makes birdies. I'm going to fall into the trap of Cameron Tringali again. He was my pick last week, and he withdrew. I don't know why. Obviously, it wasn't coronavirus, or he wouldn't be here. Hopefully, he's not hurt, but he is 6,300. I will go there. And I think, again, the overall best play in the sixes and by far the highest zone is going to be Doc Redman. The ball striking continues to be very, very good. He just can't putt. So hopefully he can make a few of those, but I think Redmond is probably the clear best choice under 7,000.
Here are mine. In the top tier, in the 10 and up, I think Brooks still, you know, for 10,000 is a deal for him.
Yes.
In the nines, Rose, Ansel will be extremely popular, obviously. Rose was what? Top four tee to green last week. And then DJ.
And that 3-footer that Rose missed on the last hole, you know, that's the difference. I think he finished like tied for 14th or something, but like he would have been like tied for 5th. So like really, and he makes that 3-footer more than not. I think you have to look at it like he was basically a top 5 player last week after finishing 3rd at Schwab. And in the last 2 years, last two times he was here, albeit a while ago, he was 9th and 13th. That all kind of adds up. So love Justin Rose this week.
But that's what Justin Rose does. He just when you think in the morning he's going to run away with it, he has these, you know, minor catastrophes that just set him, and he goes into absolute stall mode. Like, I thought he was going to win after the 6th hole, and speaking then he just finished minus 14.
Speaking of stall mode, what about Rahm? He did it both Saturday and Sunday. He was like 4-under after 5 holes and completely nothing. Stalled out. So yeah, so that's one, you know, I don't love this course for him. I think he's probably going to be one of the guys who I fade, but like I could see Rahm shooting a 61 or 62 here. We always see low scores.
In the eights, Bubba for the history. I think he was loose, played well last week, played really well on Sunday, had a ton of birdies, Garcia and M. Sevens, Neiman, Hovland, Brian Harman. In the sixes, there's a ton. I think that Trahan, like you said, is probably 62 or cheaper. And Trahan's a very decent ball striker. And some of these guys come in last in the field as a replacement and really play well. And then I had Ortiz and Straka. Straka is I've never had a lot of success with Straka. I know he's a guy you like a lot. But what was he last week? His approach game last week was great. One of the top.
Yeah.
So that's it. Now, the only three bets I did that I found, quote, value in, unquote, were Hovland at 66, Fratelli at 125, which is surprising, and Brian Harman, which I didn't think was the best price at 80.
It's like 80,
but that's
something.
All I've got right now. He seems more like a 120 right now, or 100, but I think he's popular.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a guy that's good. He's like you said, Charles Howell today. I mean, Charles Howell's a good player, but he's won once in, you know, 10 years.
Yeah.
It's tough to beat these fields.
I bet Brooks. Yeah, it's very tough. I bet Brooks, like I said, I would. But I did bet a couple more. Jason Day, who I mentioned earlier, you know, it's not a good bet. Should not bet Jason Day. But he is 100-1, which I've never seen before at a course that he loves, at a course where with a hot putter, right? I mean, you never know. And it's 100-1. And then I did bet Neiman at 55. I think just the combination of what he did over the weekend, he had a top 10 here last year. And then I bet three top 20s because I did find some value here. Jason Kokrak at 4-1. Bud Cauley at 6-1, who burned a lot of people last week, and then Redmond at 8-1. So those will hopefully hit and carry over all the other losers that we have this weekend.
All right, we did it. We did mention Paul Casey once.
Yeah, I know. He was part of that range, but you know, just another guy loves the course, great course fit, but coming off of a layoff, you got to figure out what to do. But if he's going to be lower owned than Bubba and Answer, you know, I'll probably go that way.
What do we think about Paul Casey? I mean, he's feast or famine too, right? I mean,
yeah, I mean, I look, when I tend to play him, he finishes between, you know, 12th and 35th. I don't really care. I don't think that's going to hurt me much this week. I'm just going to get the rest of the team right and take that from him.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Hey, Ryan. Thanks for staying up, man.
Yeah, you got it. Wait, quick question. Are we playing Jordan Spieth or not playing Jordan Spieth?
Okay. So my relentless two-week love affair with Jordan Spieth as the golden child of the PGA Tour and someone who is absolutely the heartbeat of golf is over. I'm so fickle. I mean, I call everyone in our text chat gutless. Please don't ever share that with the world because it's all in comedic context. But I don't know. What is he, 80 what this week?
84. It's like the same as last week, basically. But yeah, you know, my thing about Spieth, right, is that like, one, this is the type of
he's
course,
not
right?
good.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I didn't love last week because, you know, if you miss a fairway, you can't recover. Here, there's some rough, but you can recover. And you do need a tight short game. You need to be able to scramble here. You need to be able to putt. This is his best putting surface. Like, I do like that side of it. He's going to be like 4 or 5% owned is the other part of it. He's won here is the other part of it. So it's like, well, okay. He obviously makes birdies. Yeah. We've seen that. Yes. I don't know. But he does. He comes in the model right between Brian Harman and Cameron Tringali, just to give some context. So. So if you'd like to pay $8,400 for some combination of Brian Harman and Cameron Tringali, God bless you.
I think that if Spieth was 79, it's a deal. 84, you can't be more than Tony Finau, right? Or Gary Woodland.
Or Gary Woodland. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm never playing Spieth when I can play Woodland or Finau.
So Spieth wins. That's the point, right?
Of course, yeah. Berger withdrew, which I was very, very thankful for after what he did to me the last 2 weeks. That chip in on number 17 yesterday, I mean, not just monetarily, but like that thing was trucking. It was going to be a bogey, lose the bogey free round. Instead, it's a birdie and a streak.
Is yeah, Berger the life you wanted to live? Is that why you don't like? He's from Florida. He's a pro golfer. You know, he's going to win a U.S. Open.
The Fitzpatrick versus Berger bit, but yeah, he just never seemed to be a very likable guy. I thought he was overrated. He's obviously playing great now.
He might win a U.S. Open.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, most of it was just a Fitzpatrick versus Berger bit. I will say Daniel Berger's never been higher in the world ranking, I don't think, than Fitzpatrick. So still isn't.
All right. All right, Ryan, go to bed.
See ya.
Thanks, man. All right. In close. Oh, by the way, if you ever want to DM me on different subjects, business, marketing, stocks, I like chatting about that stuff. I'll always respond. Usually. Sometimes it gets pushed down the list and I realize I hadn't responded to someone in a year and I feel like a real dick. So I apologize. Yeah, just feel free to DM me. They're always open. At Wiley77 on Twitter. That's it for this week. I kept it under an hour. That's my goal. Every week. 1 hour or less. Answer. Is that too chalky? Koepka? Maybe? Bubba? Possibly? I don't know. I'll have the answers if I can remove the whale from my Excel spreadsheet. I will have all the answers by Wednesday. Luke Donald. There it is. Until 151.